section. Every week we take time to talk about different breakthroughs in medicine, different things that are going on, ways to make sure you're healthy. And after this year, we've been through a lot of discussions about health in general. Joining me today is Dr. Louis Rashid. He is a surgeon for the Spero Medical Group General Surgery. Doctor, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
So when you say general surgery, basically you're a center fielder. Is that what I'm to take from that?
Yeah, essentially. As a general surgeon, I deal with all sorts of types of surgery, including abdominal surgery, endocrine surgery, colon and rectal surgery, hernia repair, gallbladders, etc. So, and breast as well, actually. So all sorts of surgery.
And you've probably done your fair amount of work inside emergency rooms in different places when you're a resident and now at Spero, because general surgeons, you get called into duty for all sorts of things, correct?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, we cover acute care surgery. So anything that's a surgical emergency, and then like including anything bleeding inside the abdomen, perforation, the colon, stomach, your run-of-the-mill appendicitis, acute cholecystitis or gallbladder inflammation, abscesses, etc. Yes, so we get called in for all sorts of acute care surgery as well.
You're the guy. They call your number, and then you go. All right, so I had a gallbladder removed, but from the time my mother had hers removed probably, I'm going to guess, 50 years ago now, until mine was taken out 2 or 3 years ago, the world of surgery has changed dramatically. Now, you've been doing this several years, you say, but probably even in the short time you've been around, there continue to be tremendous advancements in surgery and what's available, certainly at the Spero Medical Group. And one of the things that I keep seeing that I find, well, remarkable are the advancements in robotics. So it's the robots working in conjunction with the human hand and the human mind, yours in particular, that can make things a lot more precise. Is that a good way to look at it?
That is. That's exactly true. So the way it started in the 90s was with laparoscopy. We were able to insert cameras inside the abdomen with smaller incisions and so use gas to blow up the belly of the gas. Of the abdomen, so we have room to work and put a camera in smaller instruments. Now, with the robot, essentially we're doing laparoscopy, but I'm able to control and articulate the wrists of the instruments on a console that's in the corner of the room while the robot arms are docked inside the patient. So it allows me a great visualization with 3D view. It allows me great articulation of my wrists. I can work in small spaces. I can do suturing inside the abdomen very easily, which would be a lot more difficult with just basic laparoscopic instruments. And the scale of robotic surgery, we can do all sorts of surgeries as well, too. Large hernias that are done with 3 8-millimeter incisions. We can do foregut surgery as well with a hiatal hernia repair, wrapping the stomach. And we can do surgeries down in the pelvis with rectal surgery and colon surgery as well.
I'm going to guess, you know, laparoscopic surgeries, which is the way my gallbladder was done compared to my mother who had a large incision. They did things differently, as I mentioned a moment ago. And so for you, Dr. Rashid, it means less time in the hospital, less recovery time, and I would hope less complications.
Yeah, that's exactly accurate. So the pain scores with laparoscopic and robotic surgery are considerably less, requiring less narcotic usage, less opioid usage, et cetera, compared to traditional open surgeries. And that's applied for the grand scheme of all types of surgeries I just mentioned. So and a lot of it is now turned from what would be an inpatient surgery to an outpatient surgery. The robot and laparoscopic minimally invasive surgery has really, in a sense, improved patient care and quality of care and pain scores, essentially.
So let me ask you this. You've been at Spero for a couple of years. You mentioned before we had this conversation, and you joined the Spero Medical Group General Surgery team. And to me, I've had the good fortune of being acquainted with Spero for a long time. I was born there, and even though I ran away from home thousands of miles away a few years at a time, I still came back to Michigan. And I've had the occasion to use the emergency room because I have a tendency to stub my toe. But my experience with Spero, every time I'm there, whether it's for me or to see somebody else, it's like it's a family, it's a group, it's a team of people and professionals working together. Yes, you're the surgeon, but by the time you see somebody to deal with an appendectomy or whatever it might be, that person has already met the Spero team. You're just the next person on that team to deliver quality care, correct?
That is exactly true. So we, especially in the operating room, we work as one universal team. So everybody has an important role in the operating room. Surgeons just as equal as anybody else taking care of the patient. We love taking care of our patients at Spero Hospital. Everybody gets excellent treatment, in my opinion. The nurses are very warm and genuine. The surgeons are very prompt and perform, you know, great surgeries on patients with good outcomes. The anesthesiologists and all the nurse anesthetists, everybody who's helping the patients go to sleep for our surgeries, were great as well, too. Very personable. Patients, had many, many patients say that they've had excellent care here, and they would love to, you know, hopefully not needing a surgery, but if they were to have another surgery, they would love to come back to our hospital just because of the sort of warm, inviting care that we provided.
And some of the things that you specialize in, also that you specialize in, is the use of these robotics and doing special repairs on hernias, like you discussed a little bit. Intuitive Surgical creates a lot of the robots you use, I'm guessing. And every time I see the work that they're doing, the machines that they're creating, I mean, every year, healthcare in America, what's available to us gets better, doesn't it?
I agree. So Intuitive is who created the Da Vinci robot, which is what we use. We have two robots here, and we're looking to get a third robot because we have so many specialties, including urology, OBGYN, cardiothoracic, our group, the colorectal group, that are all working to all work with the Da Vinci. And so every year, the advancements of those types of machines, the different types of tools used for those machines, different types of devices, it improves. They improve the quality of those devices. They also improve the different types of devices that make our job a little easier as surgeons, and in my opinion, will probably improve the outcome of the patient. So,
and again, if you can improve the outcome of the patient, reduce the amount of time spent in the hospital, get them back to an environment they're familiar with and they like, most notably their home, then we've done a great job. Doctor, I'll give you the last word.
Well, thank you for having me talk today. Like I said before, I think that our group is the SMG General Surgery Group. I think we have an excellent group here. I think Sparrow Hospital and Health System is actually an excellent excellent health system as well, too. We provide all kinds of variable care, all the way from trauma, acute care surgery, which is my specialty, and then the advances in minimally invasive surgery with our robotic surgery, really improving the quality outcome of a patient's care here. I think it's invaluable. But again, thank you for having me to speak on your show here.
Dr. Lewis Rashid, surgeon, Sparrow Medical Group General Surgery. Find out more at sparrow.org/SMG General Surgery Lansing. Doctor, thank you.
Thank you.